This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It is your sports bros, that's what they call us. A lot of people are saying. A
lot of people.
That's who we are. I'm Isaac.
Sada.
Big Souk right over there.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. Ryan Buckley is here.
What would you say you do here?
Coming up, we have an NBA schedule sneak peek.
What?
We do?
Yeah.
Win. Boy, I'll tell you what.
I did not have that on our bingo card.
No,
you guys didn't see this?
The Isaac Rob NBA look ahead in August, I did not have that on my bingo.
Oh, wait a second. Is this because we're late on like end of last week's news about some NBA marquee dates?
Oh, was that last week?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought this was. Yeah.
I thought it was new today.
No,
I only saw it today.
I'm with Buckley.
It makes
I'm
like, sad. It's blindsided.
What? Wait, was it the Christmas games and all that?
Yeah,
yeah.
That was last week.
I think that was Friday. I think.
Are you sure? I don't think you guys know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't think it was yesterday. And I. Well,
we'll look it up.
Well, we can punt on that if you'd like.
I'm still trying to just.
I don't sense enthusiasm out of you two.
I'm just trying to process it.
We'll also get you updated on how the Lady Ump is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't start great.
No. Boy, that one strike three call. That was rough. But to be fair, dude, male umpires blow that thing
all the time.
And let's do be fair.
Let's do.
Coming up tonight in the club, 6 to 7.
I do knew that.
We have audio, and I'd like to play it for you. And I feel that it's cruel, but for some reason, it's being lauded as fun.
Oh, okay. So,
why did it take you so long to process?
I don't know.
That?
I was like, so it's being lauded as fun. You think it's cruel?
I do. Yeah.
I was trying to think of what could that be, and I'm like, we're not talking about the Debo throwing anymore, I would assume. that we've moved past that.
Now, the way Isaac described it, I think probably makes it sound a little worse than it is, but it could be described as cruel. It's supposed to be happy and uplifting.
Yeah, I'm not saying cruel like somebody needs to go to jail.
You're not pulling a swag that the feds need to get involved?
But boy, it is, it's not as fun as they're making it out to be.
Also, I'm wondering cruel to who? There's a couple of potentially aggrieved parties here.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, I know you don't. Right. So you just sit there and you listen like a monkey, okay?
You got it.
We'll tell you what you need to hear.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
We also have the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women.
Oh, that men can do?
Correct.
Yeah.
Or like for hobbies that women want to do.
No, hobbies that women find attractive in men.
Let's play the fun game of do we have any of them?
I look through and I don't.
Golf. Golf.
And golf is not on
what?
The list.
What? Golf isn't making anyone get all randy
I tell
for
you,
you
what. If there is a sport that makes women less hot.
Like the Sahara Desert.
Find me one better than golf.
Dude, I'll sit out sometimes with my buddy at his country club, and all the bros will be out there after a round, and their wives will be hanging around. And they're talking to him about their golf game, and I don't say anything. I'm a guest, but sometimes I sit there and I'm like, wow, guys.
Brother, she don't care.
Really steaming up, trying to get her, trying to really steam up this evening. Talking about that sweet bogey that you had on number 15.
Great bunker save there.
yeah, up and down.
Jill loved it.
Got sandy.
Jill loved it. every once in a while, though, we get the golf question from the wife. Because we know they don't care. Like, I don't talk about golf around
thank
her.
God.
And she doesn't, because I know she doesn't care. Yeah. But every once in a while, that makes it all the more glorious when they ask a golf question.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I think it's great. Like, what's he, because it won't be about my game. It'll be about watching golf.
Oh, okay.
And she'll be like, what's he doing there? Like, is he good? Or like, what's his story? And I'm over the moon thrilled.
I get in trouble because she will ask that and I will start to answer. And about 1 second into my answer, I do the, it doesn't matter. And she's like, it does matter. And I said, it doesn't. You're not going to understand what I'm explaining. You don't really care. So let's just save the trouble. And then she gets mad and storms out.
What a great relationship you have.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So she wants the surface level answer, and you know that the real answer will take too long for her to still have interest in?
Yeah.
Well, I just shorten it up.
It's
we give her the cliff notes. Or just lie to her.
There you go. That's a great relationship. Just lie. At least I'm honest about, look, you're not going to want to hear this, so can we just
move
past?
Like, what's the question?
I don't want to explain it. You don't want to hear it, so let's move on.
Is the question, like, what's that guy's deal, or what? What's the question?
What's that guy's deal?
What's up with that guy?
Yeah, what's up with that? There's times.
Then you say, well, he shot his caddy dead in the parking lot after a bad round. It's the craziest thing.
Well, the other day, this isn't sports, but this is the nearest one that I can remember, is the other day I turned on, we were sitting on the couch, and I turned on Dune Part 2. And if you've seen Dune, they're amazing movies. You'll also know that there is a lot going on in Dune.
The Dune universe is vast.
And so she asked me, whoa, is this that Dune movie? I said, yeah. She goes, you really like these? I said, yes. And she's like, well, what's happening? And I got about 1 second into it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're trying to explain Space Jesus riding a giant worm, and you're like, and that's where I said, it doesn't matter.
Shut up.
I just said, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's a loaded question.
What do you mean, what's happening? Well, I can't really, then I'd have to explain the, yes. Just go watch it.
Yeah. And then she was watching it, and then I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're seeing the same thing. It's not, it doesn't matter. You're not going to pay attention to it. You're not going to watch it throughout. You're never going to, just move on. And then I get called a jerk.
Well, you are a big jerk. And she needs to move on.
Been telling her that for years, yet somehow she keeps coming back. She's the best.
All right, what Michael Porter Jr. said about sports betting, the fifth time we've teased that today, coming up next on The Fan. Hi. Now to sports audio that we've been teasing for many segments. But we're finally going to get to it and play it for you.
Hey, look at us.
Because we care about you. So we were talking about John Mateer, and he's the quarterback who put sports betting on his Venmo description of...
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Sending money to a friend.
It was a colorful Venmo account, to say the least.
And he says he was just... Yeah.
He's just joshing.
Joshing.
And in case you're wondering, yes, he had some sports gambling. He also had a fee on there for turning gay.
Right.
So...
And slapping your balls.
Yeah. So they're... There does appear to be some level of immature humor.
I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I even try to be cheeky on my Venmo descriptions.
It happens.
I think the kids, that's what they do.
Yes.
At any rate, now Michael Porter Jr. of NBA fame.
Yeah, he's not being folksy. This is him telling the truth, which is kind of problematic considering that your brother is currently suspended and being investigated for sports gambling.
Yeah. So he was on a podcast. I don't know whose podcast. Some dumb podcast.
And he was in a wife beater and was looking very relaxed on a couch.
Yeah, he's a goob. And here's what he had to say about sports betting.
Sports gambling stuff can affect that a lot.
100%.
Think about it.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes like that do the sports betting. But think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo,
no,
bet $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bad. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation. You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad and it's only gonna get worse, bro. Like we really do get death threats. Like if
somebody doesn't hit a parlay.
Crazy part is you can't win anymore because if I do too good, I'm messing up the people that bet on the under. And if they bet on my over, like, you know what I'm saying? So you're messing up some people's money. If they bet on your under or over, you're messing up some people's money.
You know what's crazy? You think about this, it's only in probably like what, 13 states right now?
Well, no, you've obviously gotten DM before, like, oh, you f- my parlay.
Bro, what? Do you remember the dude who was the dude in the football playoffs that missed the catch in the end zone?
Yeah.
What was his name? He played on the...
Was it this past year?
Yeah, the past year, and he missed the catch. You know what I'm talking about? He had that catch right in the end
zone. Mark Andrews.
Andrews.
God. Anyway. A little too much information there, Mike.
Which, by the way, is exactly what your brother was doing.
Yes.
And I love how he's like...
Exactly what the brother was doing.
I love how he's like, I would never do it, but...
And by the way... So he's basically revealing that everybody's doing this.
Yes.
And yes, and his brother went down for it, although he did say... He was talking about what my brother went through, not what his brother is going through. So what does that mean? Like,
well, his brother's suspended, is never going to play again. We know that.
And so that's over?
I don't know. I mean, he's suspended. I don't know if he's going to go to prison for it. But, I mean, by the way, what you're doing, not only is it going to get you banned, but it can get you arrested. It's not good, especially over state lines. You can get in some trouble doing that. But the idea that you're so dumb... Like, if you're making millions of dollars and you're willing to risk your career to get some of your homies, I believe he said, boys. Whatever,
a little bag.
Your little bag. So you're willing to risk your entire career over getting 10 people $10,000. You're making like $25 million a year. Couldn't you just write them a check for $100,000 and not lose your career? I mean... Mm. Seems a little...
Yeah, you wouldn't have to give anything away, though, this way.
Seems a little short-sighted. So it's like this. I get the idea that it's uncomfortable that sports has become so intertwined with gambling. It used to be like this big no-no, and now you have owners that own parts of companies. ESPN, by the way, is now owning the NFL Network, and ESPN partners with betting networks. So I get that it's all kind of very blurry. But at the same time, why is it hard for athletes to understand that while it may be a blurry line, there's one line that is crystal clear, and that's you can't bet on games because you're involved in those games? Why is that such a hard concept? I don't get it.
Well, I think what he's saying is, isn't he saying he's not betting on it? He doesn't need to bet on it, but he can get his buddies a quick bag by just telling them what he's going to do?
Yes, but again...
And that's obviously bad, but I feel like he's saying that a lot of the league does that.
But again, that's my point when he says that this gambling thing is bad and he's kind of doing that. Why wouldn't you do it? And everyone's doing it. There's no ambiguity there. That's not a blurry line. Like if you want to, and this is why I don't care whether they do it or not. If you want to risk your career, if you want to risk prison time, if you want to risk getting caught, this is why I have no sympathy for Pete Rose. Dude, there's one thing, and like one thing only in sports that will get you banned. We've had guys in the NFL murder people and come back and play. Henry Ruggs is going to come back and play in the NFL, right? You can beat your wife. You can federal drug charges. Nate Newton, you can do a lot of things. The one, Adrian Peterson's out there beating his kids. Tyreek Hill's throwing his pregnant mama down steps, possibly breaking his kid's arm, allegedly, right? You can do pretty much whatever the hell you want. The one thing you can't do is gamble. And yet we act like it's asking these athletes or coaches or people affiliated, who is the Alabama baseball coach, we're acting like we're asking these people to like go to the moon. Like it's this monumental task when all you have to do is not gamble. It's stunning to me that we've gotten to this point where like, well, we can't really, you know, we can't really ask these guys to not do it, right? Because everyone else is doing it. It's such a low bar to clear. And yet every one of these morons that talks about it acts as if it's inevitable that people are going to do it.
Well,
cool. Thanks for coming.
I think Porter, one, is an idiot. And two,
true.
He's not. I just.
What an idiot.
He's just not in that lexicon. Like, he doesn't. I think to him, he thinks he could do that and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Because he's not betting.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's how dumb he
is. Which
you know what
is
I mean?
Nuts when it happened to your brother and he's got suspended
right.
indefinitely for doing what you
but,
just
I mean,
talked about.
He basically just snitched on the whole league.
Yeah.
And you know people are going looking at his game logs now.
Well, I think he was trying to say, oh, what my brother did, that's just
not
that's just a thing. That's just a thing that's out there that people do. And you're
not,
like,
not me,
well, but, wait, hold on a second.
It but then he's
be.
Like, well, think about it. Well, yeah, no, we've thought about it. We've seen it. And I mean,
and you're gonna
shut up. Who keeps talking to him? Who keeps putting a microphone in front of his face? Stop asking him questions.
Yeah. I refuse to clutch my pearls. It's easier than ever to catch these guys. More and more are being caught. And when you do get caught and you get booted from the league or you end up doing jail time, I have no sympathy for you. I didn't care when Pete Rose got caught. I don't care when Jontay Porter got caught. I don't care when the Alabama coach got caught. That Alabama coach, we looked it up. He was making like $400,000 or $500,000 a year. And he got canned for what? Like, it's like an $8,000 bet or something.
He tipped the pitching report that like one of his starters was going to be scratched and told his buddy
couple
go,
thousand
go load
bucks.
Up on the other team.
So, like I said, $10,000, yeah, little bag. They come from nothing. So, cool. You want to get your buddies $10,000?
And I think they got caught because they wanted to bet more. And the casino's like, you can't bet more than $10,000 on this baseball game. And he's like, but look, I've got the info right here.
Yeah. This is my thing. Is like, dumbasses get caught, and I will not have sympathy. And I just don't ask me to somehow demonize an entire institution because a handful of jackasses can't figure it out. Was it the Lions players that were gambling while at the facility? And yes, some of the stuff is silly. Like if you're an NFL player, you can gamble on basketball, but you can't gamble on basketball inside the facility. So I get that there's like, that may be a weird blurry
like
line.
A technicality.
That's a technicality. But again, it's not asking that much of an athlete to realize.
Just don't do that here.
Don't do that. Like that's all they asked Jameson Williamson to do, or Jameson Williams to do, is not gamble on the NBA or a college football while you're at the facility, and he still couldn't do it. Like it's just sometimes you can't fix stupid.
I got a few Michael Porter Jr. unders coming up this year.
Take myself after 3 minutes.
You know. Just in case.
You just start betting unders left and right.
It'd be an easy little bag.
Easy little bag. So you're like, you're going to your buddies. You're like, hey, man, I don't want to give you any money, but by the way, Michael, if you got like a bunch of your boys and they all start gambling $10,000, you realize sports books are pretty smart and they will pick up on this.
And it's not even like telling your guys, hey, I talked to the coach and he's got me out of the rotation tonight, or just giving insider info. It's saying, hey, I will fake an injury for you to get this.
Yeah.
Like that's the part that.
That's what he
I
said.
I can't believe you're saying that part out loud.
Yeah. You know, it's going on all the time too.
Yeah.
It's probably not that, like you said, the sports books, even the leagues are tracking this stuff.
Yes.
Like they take this seriously. It's probably not that hard to figure out who may be doing this.
Yeah. And more, like I said, more and more people are getting caught. happened in college, happened in the NFL.
The leagues and the big books are working together because the big books don't want the money to go away. No. Like, so,
they'll get deregulated fast.
Because the moment this becomes like a major thing and you get an NFL player or an NBA guy that's throwing a big playoff game and there's $1 million on the line or whatever, there will be a state senator somewhere that comes through and clutches the pearls and will rip away and the license.
It's already happening in Ohio. There's legislation on the table to limit prop betting after the Cleveland Guardians pitchers throwing that stuff, and that's going to cut into the handle.
The only saving grace that people will have on this is there's so many billionaires now that have stakes in this stuff, from Jerry Jones to ESPN or whatever. And once you get the rich guys that are making money on something, it's hard to...
Smiles and glory hope.
It's hard to get that thing turned around. Suddenly senators are like, I'm outraged. Well, I feel that we need to examine this issue a little further. And,
we could do a lot of good with some of the taxes we could put on this.
the Dallas Mavericks owners start getting involved. And like, well, let's slow down here and maybe we can work out some contributions to this. Gambling isn't going away. So, this is... It's only going to increase from here.
We've got some baseball items coming up next. How about those New York baseball teams, huh?
Hey, Pete Alonso did something big today.
And how did the lady ump do? The lady ump. Let's talk some lady umps.
Her lovely lady umps?
There you go. I teed you right up. It took you a second, but you got it. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, now to baseball. You're thinking that Pete Alonso's 253 home runs would actually not be that low?
Yeah.
Franchise record?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty low.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm looking through. I haven't gotten through all the teams yet, but I've only seen one lower. There's one. Diamondbacks. Luis Gonzalez, 224.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Second lowest.
Second lowest,
in all of baseball. That's why, because, like, the Mets have been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe that somewhere along the way, somebody had at least 300. Like, pretty much every team has at least 300.
Well, but...
I mean, their leader has 300.
Yeah, but I'm looking here, and he'll pass some by the time this is... But, like, George Brett's at 317, and George Brett played longer than Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, and the Royal... That's why I said that seemed low, is because I know where Brett was, and I know how low that is.
Yeah.
Because the Royals are notoriously have not had home run hitter. They had a huge ballpark for so many years.
Yeah.
They just, like, their biggest home run hitter, I think, for a single season is Steve Balboni, and it's like 35, dude. Mm. It's not, and Brett wasn't a prolific home run hitter either.
Yeah.
But some of the newer teams, obviously, I thought would be lower, but like Ryan Zimmerman's at 284. He's the Nationals. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Luis Gonzalez, and then the Marlins is Giancarlo Stanton. He's at like, 280 or something like that.
Trout's at 378. Alonso will,
he'll get over 300.
Yeah,
but
Alonso will be in the mid
threes.
Just
thought, you know, Mets supposed to be some great, some great franchise.
Well, again,
for about 2 weeks, everyone has kind of sucked or just been poo pooed around here.
What are you talking about?
Every baseball player sucks. Yeah. The Mets kind of suck. Everyone.
Hey,
sucks.
They just went back up 8-5.
Yes, they did.
Who hit that?
I would also like to point out that Sprague somehow, Sprague taunted me when it was 5-5. When it was 5-5.
Who was that? That
I didn't see.
A High Fidelity guy. Or not High Fidelity guy. Christian Slater.
Oh.
Big Mets guy.
Really?
That was Christian Slater right there.
Go Christian Slater.
Isn't that cool?
Not really.
You don't seem... I mean,
why would I think Christian Slater is cool?
He's got a Mets hat on. He's cheering your team on. Well, I think that's cool if that was the Royals.
We got Jerry's. And by the way, the Padres leader is Manny Machado at 167.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, Alonso is third from the bottom.
Okay.
Okay. So
you're a Padre fan.
Trying to defend that argument.
167.
Okay? But Nimmo just hit a three-run home run off of Spencer Strider.
Yes.
And your Mets are back up 8-5. Now, the Yankees have won two in a row, one in a row.
Can we talk about, though, that Sprague sent a taunting text message to me in the fourth
inning?
Well,
he's a Braves fan, right?
Yes.
When you have the fourth worst record in the league, there's not a lot to celebrate, but so.
So the Mets were up.
Maybe he's drunk.
They were up, and then they blew a lead in the fourth inning. They were up 5-1. They blew a lead, and you sent a taunting text in the fourth inning. I even said it's going to be hilarious when the Braves blow this, but I will not send a taunting text back. I will not pull a dirt and be a petty sports fan. I just thought it was interesting that there was a how do you taunt in the middle of a fourth inning game?
So pretty much, I was looking at the payrolls of in Major League Baseball this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's great to watch the Yankees flail.
Yes.
It is not as great to watch the Mets flail, although
our payroll is just as bloated.
Yeah. And look, they're a New York team and a lot of people don't like the big city teams.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's definitely not on par with the Yankees,
I'm
also not saying that it's not funny to watch them flail too.
Sure, I get it. I think we, outside of the Dodgers, I think we have the highest.
Oh
payroll.
Yeah, you guys have the highest.
Well, is the one because
I saw they were number one.
But that's probably all that deferred Ohtani money, right? If you throw the Ohtani money in there, I think the Dodgers are.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, of the top nine payrolls in baseball, pretty much every one of the teams is good, except for the New York teams. They're good. I'm sorry. Okay. I just mean those teams are all better than the New York teams, and the New York teams have two of the highest payrolls in the league.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, the Mets have been in first place all year, and now they're in the midst of a terrible swoon, and they're still in a wild spot.
I'm just saying, like, but all of the teams that have lower payroll, well, in the top 10, the teams that have lower payrolls all have better records.
Yeah.
Since being up 4.5 games in the division, the Yankees, since June 13th, are 21-31, which is the worst in the American League.
Yeah.
Their roster cost them $300 million, and their lineup is hitting .216 since the All-Star break. $300 million. Their starting pitchers have gone 10 straight games without getting through the sixth inning.
It's not good.
Now, that may change tonight.
Yeah. I did look it up, though. Of the 11 worst, or I guess the least payrolls, only one team is relevant, and that is the Cleveland Guardians. So It is true. Like, you know, when you spend money, you're going to, you're not necessarily going to win World Series, but if you're not a top 15 to ish spender, dude, you're not going anywhere. It's really hard to, like, the Minnesota Twins are a great example. Is the Twins are usually somewhere around in the high teens, 20s, and the Twins usually have a decent roster, right? And they make the postseason, but they don't go anywhere. Like, it's hard to be a bottom spender. You can be a mid spender.
The Diamondbacks got to the World Series.
Yeah, and theirs was
they were pretty low.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
But they didn't win it.
You can be a mid spender and have a year where it kind of pops. But for the most part, the teams that end up winning and competing for World Series, you have to spend.
Yeah, I just think the idea with the Mets and Yankees is that they spend so much money. Yes. They have such an advantage over other teams, and they're still not as good as some other teams. Yeah. Now, there's one exception in there, and that is Texas, who is in the top nine, and they are not all that great.
No.
I mean, they're above 500.
And you have said this multiple times. There's no reason for them to be this bad.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with them.
Yeah. Where are the...
They can't hit.
Where are the Atlanta Braves?
For some reason.
Because you talked about a team that...
Well, who is... Okay, so my Royals won in 2015.
Yes.
Can you name another World Series champion that most assuredly had a bottom, you know...
Yeah.
5, 6, 7 payroll? Because I can't even think of one.
What about those Cardinals teams? They weren't... I mean, they told Albert Pujols to go take a flying leap. I don't remember them being huge spenders.
But what a great decision that was, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Turned out to be phenomenal, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last one that would fall into that category.
Okay, here's... So, World Series contestants by payroll rank.
Uh-huh.
The winner of the World Series out of the last 29, mm-hmm. 14 of them have been in the top 5,
okay.
And 27 have been in the top 15.
So again, that proves what we just said. You have to spend. You have to spend.
Well, I mean, there are exceptions, but yes, two teams were not in the top 15.
Royals and Giants, maybe.
Payroll rank. Okay.
Cubbies, perhaps.
Oh, here it is. On the fan.
Nationals?
Sports.
The year that the Nationals beat the Astros?
No, the Nationals had, I think they had a pretty hefty payroll that year.
I mean, Harper was gone.
Lowest payroll champs. Okay, so the Marlins of 2003.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they do not list my Royals. I don't know why.
Did the Royals have a decent payroll?
Maybe they
year?
Did that year.
What year was it?
2015. Remember they beat the Mets? Yeah, do you remember that?
I do remember that. I just wasn't certain what year it was.
Yeah,
I've kind of blocked it out.
Do you remember that Alex Gordon home run?
Yeah, I remember the Mets had a lead in every one of those World Series games.
And do you remember that they blew every one of those leads?
I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do.
I mean, who was your closer? Familia?
Yeah.
God, I loved when they put that guy in.
Yuris Familia.
Well, he was on the sauce. So,
what a gas can that guy was.
Let's see. Here's a 2015 Major League payroll tracker. We'll see where your Kansas
City
Royals were.
The article I read about the Yankees. Now, the Yankees are winning again tonight, and so are the Mets. So, again, it's August. There's still a lot of game.
Give it some time.
Games to be played. They were talking in the... Where was our payroll?
Take a guess.
Were we top 10 that year?
7.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
Boy, you want to talk about how things have changed?
150?
126.
Wow.
126 was the payroll, but that was 7th.
Gosh. We had to pay Hosmer and Kane and Moustakas and
so they, again,
Salvi.
Even the little kind of mid-market Royals.
Yeah. So the lowest.
And your bullpen, I mean, that year was stacked. I'm sure some of those guys were getting paid. Salvi, like you
Wade
mentioned.
Davis.
Yeah.
The lowest, according to this, is the 2003 Marlins.
Yeah, and I'll bet you both Marlins teams were probably just, you know.
They were 24th.
Yeah, they were making no
money. The Wall Street Journal article I was talking about, reading, that was talking about the Yankees, was talking about Hal Steinbrenner and how, you know, George, those of us that are old enough to remember George Steinbrenner, he was, I mean, firing managers right and left. He was meddling. He was, like, outspoken. Mm-hmm. He was not patient. They're talking about how Hal is the exact opposite. Hal is patient and he's loyal and he's also silent.
Yeah.
How many?
You don't hear much.
How many managers have the Yankees had in the last 30 years?
It's a good question. Well, Torrey was there for a long ass time. How long? I mean, Torrey had to be there for.
How many managers have they had in the last 3 years?
Four.
Three.
Three.
Aaron Boone is just the third. The only other guy they had was Girardi. They had Torrey, Girardi.
Wasn't Willie Randolph a.
No.
No.
Torrey, Girardi, and Boone.
Yeah.
And then Brian Cashman's ancient. He's been there for years.
Yeah, long ass time.
So how, I mean, the Yankees are very different than the George Steinbrenner era.
Yeah.
Where that guy was firing Billy Martin.
Yankee
every
fans
other.
Are all pissy about it. They want Boone gone and, you know. They
well,
want
I would too. I think he's being way too patient with. And Cashman, you know, I mean, you know. You know?
Can we clip? Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think Dave knows.
Oh, I know.
Just. He's not been that great. I think when you're the GM of the Yankees, you should be able to spend $350 million better than he has. You know what I'm saying? Like some of those young guys haven't worked out and they got Judge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it certainly hasn't. I mean, the Dodgers have won two during that stretch.
Yes.
But, I mean, again, buying.
The Brewers are lapping you.
Yeah, but again, never won anything. Brewers never won anything. Can we also just, this always drives me crazy. It's really hard to win world championships. Like, just it's a very challenging thing to do.
It is, but to a lot of people, the Yankees and Mets and Dodgers have advantages.
They do have advantages.
And the Dodgers have used, you know, you said it best when you said the Dodgers have won too.
Yeah.
Yankees have not won since 2000.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Has it been, was it 2009?
It was A-Rod's, that year with A-Rod.
And that's bad when you're the Yankees, dude. And you've got all that money and the championships.
The Mets last won in 1986, so.
The Dodgers have won twice. That, you know, I mean, well, they got to be better.
Okay, then what about the Phillies who have won one? What about the Cubs that have won one? Well, the Guardians have never,
that's
know.
One more than the Yankees. They haven't won it at all.
Yeah, 2009, you were right.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So
I guess I just say
they have high expectations.
I just say for fans that get all pissy about this, it's the. You mentioned it where you were saying that like Mariner fan feels like the sports gods owe him something. It's not the way it works. It's hard to win world championships in any sport. And when you're used to winning, you know, the Montreal Canadiens, I think they've won more than any team in sports history. They have more world championships. And the last time they won one, I believe, was in 93, something like that. The last time they won one. It's because you have a logo and because you have money, it doesn't guarantee you squat.
Well, I think they know that, but boy, try telling Yankee fans who are used to winning that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Boston fan gets like that. The Red Sox didn't win one forever, and then all of a sudden they win, and Red Sox fan gets all pissy too. And you're like, well, you want to go back to the time when you went 70 years without one or whatever it was? However long, what? Because longer than that. What was
75?
It
was like 90 or something, wasn't it?
Well, I know the Cubs and Red Sox both just had a absurdly long run. And those are two big market teams. Didn't win crap.
You know, I mean, you know, you know. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's me.
Oh, I know.
All right, up next, Lady Ump on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mariners about to close it out. I don't want to jinx it or anything, but Mariners.
Yours, yeah. Did the
they're up 1-0.
What happened to the Astros?
In the bottom of the ninth. The Astros, I think, just started. They're playing Boston tonight, I think. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, Mariners are up 1-0, bottom of 9. Munoz is on.
And it's the Orioles, so.
To close them out.
They'll be fine.
And Boston and Houston are underway. It's the top of the third. The Red Sox have the bases loaded and nobody out.
Interesting.
What do you think is going to happen, Big Soup?
Well, it's, first inning, so let's just...
Probably a granny.
Third inning.
All right.
You're doing great.
One game back, by the way, your Seattle Mariners.
Jen Paywall, is that how we're pronouncing it? Anyone?
Powell, maybe?
Powell?
I don't know.
Paywall.
I haven't seen anything other than articles. I have not seen an interview. I haven't seen... A Sports Center clip I just read. The only clip I saw was her missing that strike three call by about 6 to 7 inches.
Oh, it's pronounced Powell.
Is it Powell?
Powell.
Okay. Jen Powell. It's spelled P-A-W-O-L, which is a bit obnoxious. But that's okay. We're going to go with it. Jen Powell.
The first female ump in Major League Baseball history.
Yes. She went out there last weekend, and she was the home plate umpire. She... umped a whole series. I was thinking, was it the Braves and Reds, I think, or something?
Well, the first one was the Braves and Marlins, the first game that she had. And then I don't know if, because it wasn't the first game of that series. So maybe she went on and did another series. But I think it was game 2 or 3 of that she jumped in the middle of.
Well, she was the home plate umpire, and the numbers are in. Because, you know, they grade umps now.
They do.
And she graded out about average.
Actually, no, she did not.
Yes, she did.
She missed 14 calls, 90% correct, and she was the 13th of the 15 umpires.
Well,
that day.
That's another. Okay, so the story that I read, that was an umpire watchdog group ranked her 13th.
Yeah.
The other one that's the official one, they said she got 92.7% correct.
Okay.
And league average is 94%. So a little below average. But either way, she was not. You know, I mean, she was not great.
Sure.
But she was also not terrible.
No,
there is one call that has made the rounds.
It's bad.
It was really.
it was a strike three. She punched a guy out, and it was.
Literally punched him out.
Yeah, punched him out. And it was inside by, you know, half foot.
Well, that one was the one that was probably the worst. But also the first strike of the game that she called was like four inches off. Very first one out of the gate was not good.
But I mean,
her call was good, though. Did you see her call?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was nice. To be fair, though, if anyone had ever watched an Angel Hernandez game, tell me she's any worse than that douche.
Right on track.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he's awful.
Like he threw out Juan Soto this year out of spite. Like, that guy is such a jackass. And hopefully next year all this won't matter because we're going to go to a robotic strike zone, which, thank God, And, you know, she can stand back there and ring him up when the little earpiece says strikeout. This is one of those where, unfortunately, any mistake she makes, people are going to point this out. And, dude, male umps are just as terrible as she is. She's not even terrible. She just doesn't stand out in any way other than she's got a ponytail.
Well, it was just one game.
Yeah, it was one game.
All right. Why am I? I don't know why. I don't know why. Why do I even ask these questions?
Don't know. And by the way, I think we now have had a ref or ump in every sport other than hockey.
No hockey skaters, female hockey.
I don't think I don't think we've had an official in hockey, but we have one in the NFL. We have one in the NBA. We now have one in Major League Baseball. We have them at the highest levels of soccer. But we, as far as I thought I saw something saying that the one of the big four that we don't have, five if you include soccer, is we've yet to have the NHL.
So what I was referring to was I went out to squirt last break.
Okay.
I don't know why I was only just then informed by Ryan Buckley.
Well, I had to squirt.
Oh, dear. That we have Butthurt Bella listener audio.
Oh, we do.
And maybe not even butthurt as much as concerned or confused.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, I heard that. So I thought this would be the first thing you would send me in the morning.
Oh, I didn't hear about this till I got in, and it was played for us by our general manager.
Okay, so we have it. So our general manager is Ryan Cooley.
Yeah.
I call him the little general.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he forwarded this audio to us. Has this been played on the air yet?
Not yet, no.
We know it's only a matter of time before there was a listener that took to the telephones, too.
Well, I figured there'd be a lot of these.
Yeah.
We have not heard of much Bella uproar.
No.
And if you don't know, we switched to 105.1 on the FM, and that used to be Bella.
Yes.
And they play stupid music like Katy Perry and stuff.
Although we heard from, we had several text messages from people whose daughters were very upset that we had taken over the
Well, as I mentioned, my future daughter-in-law is none too happy with this. It's her favorite radio station.
Yeah.
At any rate, they can all suck it. We are on 105.1. And so I don't know how much Cooley has gotten in terms of blowback, but we do have a call that we will play for you.
I am still fascinated that one, we have a number for someone to call, and that there are still people that...
Well, I think you kind of have to, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
I think that just like... I don't know, a generic email saying if you have concerns, let us know. You can fill out this form and we'll get back to you. I mean, I don't know if you have to have a voicemail, do you?
I don't know. He would be able to tell you better. I just know that we used to have a front desk gal or two.
Yeah.
And boy, they tell some great stories of listeners calling them and complaining.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
We don't have that anymore.
Thank you.
So I don't know where those complaints go.
Or being confused.
Maybe just somewhere
that's why I think, with the FCC, I feel like there has to be a place for them to voice their disapproval because what is America without it?
The crazies will have a place. America,
So we're going to hear Bella listener audio, and I have more audio that I believe is kind of cruel, but it's being cast as cute.
Fun?
Yeah, fun
folksy,
and cute. And
heartwarming even.
Yeah, heartwarming. It's like,
interesting.
We'll get to that. Fun with audio coming up next. Club on
the club.
Yeah.
Do it.
We're not allowed to say 1080 anymore. No. We get our mouth washed out with soap when we do that. By the little general.
Does he like...
Probably not.
Do you think deep down that really bothers him?
Well, yeah, he's a short guy.
Yeah.
I mean, guys with... short man syndrome. They don't like to be called.
I don't think he likes it when you call him the little general.
Well, he's going to have to get used to it.
Understand.
And the reason I call him that is because he marches around like a general. Although he's quite congenial. He's quite jovial.
Yeah.
He's not like an a-hole.
You think he's going to start wearing lifts?
But boy, he walks like a little general, doesn't he? He marches.
What if he pulls a Saban and he wears lifts? Trump wears lifts. Saban wears lifts.
I wear lifts. You wear lifts. Trump wears lifts.
You wear lifts?
Why does Trump wear lifts? He's like 6'3". What's the point? Trump.
A lot of people don't think he's 6'3". Like he's...
But why wouldn't 6 feet just be fine?
Because he likes to lord over people.
Yeah, he wants to be dominant, I guess.
All right. Club next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.